Juneau saw a dramatic rise in burglaries in 2015, and so far this year, the trend is continuing. Victims of break-ins have lost everything from inexpensive belongings to thousands of dollars in valuables. As KTOO's Quentin Chandler reports, Juneau police say drug addiction is driving part of the increase.
Anytime someone breaks in somewhere to steal or commit a felony, that's a burglary. It's a crime of opportunity that can affect anyone, says Juneau Police Lieutenant David Campbell.
What I see a lot of is people who are not exposed to crime, and they live in Juneau, and they think it's a little crime-free utopia, and they make it very easy for an opportunistic thief to victimize them.
Campbell is at his office computer reviewing the history of burglary in Juneau.
We had basically a 3 years of pretty solid reductions going down. And then in 2015, we had a pretty sharp increase.
It's a 64% jump.
So then the question is, okay, well, why? In 2015, we also saw a pretty big increase in our issues dealing with people that were, you know, dealing with controlled substances.
Campbell sees a definite correlation between heroin use and other crimes. He says addicts sometimes resort to crime to pay for their addiction.
It would be inappropriate for me to say that that's the sole reason.
He says JPD has also seen serial burglars who don't have a drug problem, but repeatedly steal for other reasons. Simply put, he can't identify every factor contributing to Juneau's spike in burglaries, and it's impossible to say who all the burglars are. They cross all sectors of the community.
What I can pretty much guarantee is if someone is a burglar, they're not going to burgle one place and then stop.
Campbell says most burglars will continue breaking into places until they are arrested or something else stops them. So property owners need to make their properties too risky to target. He suggests property owners practice crime prevention through environmental design.
So we're talking about, you know, natural lighting, lines of surveillance, things along those lines.
He says JPD has posted advice for small business owners on its Facebook page. Suggestions like empty your cash register, leave it open and visible to people passing by the front of the store.
If a thief walks by or a burglar walks by, they're going to look in and they're going to think, wow, if I go into this place, anybody on the outside is going to be able to see me in there because there's easy viewing access through the windows. And why would I go in there? The cash register is open. There's nothing in it. All right.
Campbell says people can also try target hardening, which includes installing stronger locks and security systems. According to JPD's annual report, the number of vehicle thefts and thefts in general also rose significantly in 2015. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.